This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. Wednesdays on One Poem Only are for double the poetry. You'll hear me read one poem here, and then I'll sit in front of the camera with my microphone to read another by the same poet. You can find that reel over on Instagram. A pair of poems in two voices, one for your ears and one for your eyes. Today I'm reading a poem by Fatima Zahra Ghul. You can find her at Fatima's archive. I Watched Gaza Burn from My Bed by Fatima Zahra Ghul. I made tea while Gaza lost internet. They bombed Jabalia like it wasn't filled with sleeping children, like it wasn't already rubble the last time they came. Al-Ahli Hospital glowed orange, not with hope, but with 471 lives turned to ash in one breath. The news called it a misfire, as if that soothed the mothers pulling body parts from broken prayer mats. I saw Amal and Muhammad kneel beside their dead siblings, their faces older than their years, their grief aired live, then forgotten. I remember Hind Rajab, 6 years old, trapped in a car surrounded by her family's corpses, whispering, "They're shooting. Come get me." They found her 12 days later, bullet in her head, rescue team dead beside her. I remember her voice, more than the silence of those who could have helped. I scroll past pictures of Rafa where tents fold in on bodies like grief, where water is a privilege and bread is a miracle. And from my room, with the fan on, with a full plate, with the guilt of breathing, I stare. Gaza dies in real time and we live stream our helplessness. I don't know if it's protest or performative. I just know I haven't been able to sleep right since October. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.